Sit and eat a whole plate of chicken nuggets without vomiting, or laugh till you cry when little babies die and think all old people should be euthanized. But how does it feel to be in love with Timmy Blue? Yeah, how does it feel to have a distorted view? It feels fucking fantastic, man, like only your prolapse has come can. A big bowl of chicken nuts, or a goddamn tree up your butt. It tastes just like fresh pork, like making clues smaller. We're shaking babies till their brains are a bunch of mush. Whoa.
Yeah, look at my balls bounce.
Dead babies, yeah. Dead babies.
Look at them fucking bouncing balls.
Better be jacking your cock. Come on, man.
You know you're a fucktoid when you think it's hard. After tuning in on Tuesday instead of being scarred, you're not that crazy at the people tune. You know you really shouldn't, but
yeah, you do.
How does it feel to be in love with Timmy Blue? Yeah, how does it feel to have a distorted view?
It feels fucking fantastic, man, like only your prolapse ass can drown. Or a big bowl of chicken nuts, or a goddamn tree up your butt. It tastes just like fresh pork, like making clothes smaller. We're shaking babies till their brains are a bunch of mush. Whoa.
Hey, Freaks, it's Wednesday, November 16th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, let's check in with Trump's America on Craigslist. Plus, it's time to go gay power cruising. Is there such a thing as law-abiding perverts and the shit-flinging defense? Could it work for you? All coming up today on DV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Yeah, Tim Henson with you back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program. You know, one of the things that I constantly heard leading up to the election was people saying, like, thank God it's almost over. I almost don't care who wins. I just don't want to hear about it. So if you said that, or if you believed that to be true, you are, I'm sorry, an idiot. Think about if Hillary would have won. Trump would have had, you know, an A1 bitch fit on Twitter, and the media loves to cover that. He would be screaming that the election was rigged and Hillary should be behind bars, but that's not what happened. Trump won. And now we've got Hillary supporters hitting the streets, protesting, rioting. And when the news is not covering that, they're covering Trump's crazy transition team, who, you know, he's filling his cabinet with racists, you know, and that's all we see on the news, and it's not stopping. You promised me it was going to stop after the election. It's never going to stop. So I wanted to see what real people thought of Trump. So I turned to Craigslist, and I did a search for Trump. First up, I stopped in the belly of the beast, you know, Trumpland USA, Texas, and the very first ad I came across was for a big, beautiful woman. She describes her body as heavy. She weighs 275 pounds and says, I have a career. I find my passion in doing what I do. I like to go to the zoo and museums. I am mostly gay and certainly fat. I want a feminist, a woman who isn't afraid to be seen or be heard. I want a yin to my yang. Be poly, be open, be strange. If you plan on voting for Trump, please self-select out. I'll never forgive you. Now you might say, Tim, that person was gay. Of course they're not going to like Trump. Well, we've got a man for man personal ad from the Dallas-Fort Worth area with the headline, I am a Hillary supporter. Looking for a Trump man to shove it in me! I'm looking to get out! Suck some hot balls! And a nice hard-on! I like older guys that just need to release. I can wear panties if you want me to. I like it when a man rubs his dick on my ass. Moving on to Mississippi, there were quite a few interesting Trump-related personal ads. So Trump won. Man for woman. All right, here we go. Trump won, so I'm looking for a liberal girl to exercise her rights before Trump appoints a new Supreme Court justice who takes them away. Let's show our pride in Roe versus Wade and fill your fertile pussy with cum. You might be able to get one of the last legal abortions. Trump 2016. Next up, tits for Trump. This is a lady post. Oh, there's those are tits in my face. With the obvious movement taking place in this country, I'm starting to make my own. Tits for Trump. Whether you like it or not, he's going to be the new commander-in-chief, and we must come together as a nation and share in the experience. Well, I think a lot of guys could get behind this. Whip them out, ladies. It's our patriotic duty. Good girl. Next up, President-elect Trump, man for man. We got a new president coming on board. Let's celebrate this evening with your married cock in my mouth. Again, remember, this is man for man. He wants some married cock in his mouth. Lay back, watch some hot porn, and feed me that cock until it explodes. I'm only into married white guys who are non-smokers, DDF, and HWP. I'm finding that gays seem to be most okay with Trump. I think this is a case of turning lemons into lemonade, you know what I mean? Trump versus Clinton, man for man. Cast your vote at the polls, then bring your poll to me for servicing. Send your stats in first and put your candidate's name in the subject line. Is this how Hillary was polling people? Is this how she came up with her projections? She was going to gay guys like, hey, how many Trump supporters did you blow and how many Hillary supporters did you blow? And then she's like, all right, well, you blew more Hillary supporters. We're going to make that a blue state. This is why she lost. Those were just a couple like more conservative states. Let's see what's happening in very liberal New York City. Oh, look at that. Another man for man ad. This time the headline reads, any straight Trump supporters want to shit on a bi-closeted fag? I'm guessing a lot of Trump supporters would like to shit on a bi-closeted fag. Any Trump supporters want to use a closeted faggot as a human toilet? No sex needed. No touching even needed. Just crap on me to celebrate. 27-year-old gut guy, ex-soccer jock. This got me thinking. Really perverted gay guys don't seem to mind Trump being elected. They're incorporating it into their sex play. You know where there's a lot of really kinky gay guys? In the manhole. If you are a new listener to the program, let me just take a minute and explain what the manhole is. It's a telephone number you can call and connect with other men who would like a little phone fun. In the 80s and 90s, these phone lines were very popular. They were referred to as party lines. You'd call up, it's kind of like a chat room, but on the telephone, right? You could just talk with other guys, go into private rooms where it would be like a one-on-one chat. Well, the manhole has a power cruise feature. That is where you can listen to short introductory messages from other gay men in which they will describe their body type, what they look like, and what they want to do with you. And then just by touching numbers on the phone, you can tell the system, yes, I'm interested in that man. I would like to blow that cock. Or no, the man grosses me out. Move on to the next personal ad. We've called this gay chat line, I would say what, at this point, 3-4 times? And each time, I am horrified by what I hear. These are not your run-of-the-mill gays. These are extreme homosexuals.
Extreme!
Some of them aren't even homosexuals. They're just straight-up pedophiles. I thought it would be fun to check in with these twisted freaks, kind of take the temperature of the nation. Rectally, of course. You know what I'm saying, though? Just sort of gauge the mood. See how everyone's doing after, Trump was elected. So here we go. When you call the manhole, you have to record a greeting yourself. I always make up a name and a little backstory and what I'm looking for.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm a sissy sub bitch, 5'9", about 140 pounds, beautiful 5.5-inch cut cock. I want to be used and abused. Take me over your knee, play with my ass, shove a tampon up my ass, call me your bitch, fucking put raw meat in my hole, fist fuck me, take a toothbrush and just scrape my guts. Just use and abuse me. I'm yours.
Spoiler alert, no one wanted to shove meat in my asshole or scrape my innards out with a toothbrush. That's okay. The real reason I was there was to just listen. I wanted to observe this culture and see how they react to a Trump presidency. No one mentioned Trump. There was some mentions of little boys, though.
Here's the next guy. Pedal perv laying back stroking. Look me get off with some hot talk.
It's always a pedophile right out of the gate. One would think that would scare off the majority of callers. Like, whoa, what the fuck? What phone number did I call?
Here's the next guy.
You look, you got this big, big freak, nasty ass nigga, yo.
Nice.
Damn, just fat 10.5-inch dick on cut pedo bird nigga dick, yo, fuck.
He's a pedo too.
There, yo, big, big freak, nasty, bisexual nigga, 6'2". No any bull balls, that wet, nasty, juicy, fuck all that. Nigga looking for that real freaky, nasty, perverted, sick shit. Pedophiles and perverts, the racist motherfucker.
That was a very Wizard of Oz list, wasn't it? Pedophiles and perverts and racists, oh my!
Big, big, nasty-ass Christians, yo, fuck with your nigga.
Did I hear that right? Is he attracted to big Christians?
Big, big, nasty-ass Christians, yo, fuck with your nigga.
Big, nasty-ass Christians. To the front of the line. Big, nasty-ass Christian pedophiles. That's who I'm looking for. The next guy sounds like Woody Allen having an asthma attack.
Young boy's first time experiences underwear. Public nudity. Public restrooms. Yeah. Cousins, little brothers.
You get the idea there.
Here's the next guy.
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot. I'm a fucking faggot. I need to what to do. I exist to worship and serve men. Please, sir, I beg you.
Hey, he knows his place. I did notice, and maybe this has something to do with Trump being elected president, there seemed to be a lot more submissive men looking for sex. Maybe, you know, maybe people watch Trump, this alpha male, and they're like, yeah, I want to be dominated and degraded. You know the way Donald Trump talks about people that he doesn't like. I think this has really brought out something in the homosexual community.
Hi, you dominant men out there.
See what I mean?
I am a married little dick panty wearing sissy.
Also known as a Hillary supporter, am I right?
I cannot please my wife at all. I need help in that. I can please men. I found that out, especially black men. I love black cock, and I am a cum dump. I swallow, and like I said, I have a little dick, but it's so nice in my pants.
You know, it's interesting. Most normal gays look for guys with big cocks. You know, they're size queens. I've heard a lot of gay conversation in my lifetime. And they're always like, yeah, he had a big, fat dick and split me open and stuff like that, right? But this guy is like, I got a little tiny penis. I got a little dicklet for you. And I think these straight guys who are very uncomfortable with their sexuality, right? They might be like a little bi. They don't like the big dick because they're mostly straight, right? And they are always comparing themselves with other guys, right? They want to be the alpha male, the top dog, if you will. So it's important to them that they have the bigger dick, right? And then the guy that they fuck, if they're going to fuck a guy, it has to be like super feminine because then it'd be like a girl, right? And then it's not quite as gay. Someone should do a study on that. I don't know. This is probably common knowledge. I'm a fucking idiot. All right. So we've got one more message from the manhole line. This guy wants something a little bit different.
To record a pro. Here's the next guy.
Hey guys, you got a 38-year-old Puerto Rican tan black muscle jock dad here calling from the East Coast. Real well endowed, uncut, big donkey here. Grew up on family, dad, granddad, uncles. I'm into the Red Rocket, K9, Glory Hole.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I say he's into something different? I mean, he's into everything. including granddads and dogs.
Family, dad, granddad, uncles. I'm into the Red Rocket, K9, Glory Hole. Got some young sons, young nephews, boys love to play.
Do you understand what he's saying here? I've got some young nephews that like to play. He's not referring to fucking hopscotch. He's talking about cockscotch.
Got some young sons, young nephews, boys love to play. Got started real early on. Into vacuum pumping. Brown bottle, edging, gooning, muscular, masculine, well-endowed, nice gym body. Love talking about the young. Hit me back, bro.
Yeah, we know you like to talk about the young. You're a pedophile. So there you go. That's what is going down on the gay party line. Why hasn't the feds cracked down on this yet? I guess because it's like freedom of speech or something. I mean, you can say whatever you want as long as they're not acting on it. I guess you can talk to another of age guy about fucking kids. Can you do that? I don't even know legally what's allowed there. All right, but anyway, that's what's going on the manhole. Welcome to Trump's America. I don't know exactly what that has to do with Trump being elected. I just really wanted to call the manhole today, I guess. I have one clip I want to share with you, and then we will get into the news. This is a woman confronting her boyfriend because she knows that he's cheating on her. As a matter of fact, he's in the bathroom with the door kind of open a little. I don't know if he knows that she's home or not, but she's filming him as he's talking to a woman on the phone. And there's a confrontation that ensues. Take a listen. I come see you.
I'm finna put my baby to sleep, earn my shirt, because the bitch raped me. Because I don't want you to think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Alright, now, I can't be 100% sure that this is real, because there's a couple of red flags. One, he's being very specific. He's like, I'm gonna put my baby to bed, and I'm gonna come over and fuck you, or whatever. But he's got that door open just enough that the camera can sort of see him. You know, like, it's almost too perfect.
So who you on the phone with? Hello?
He freezes like a deer in the headlights. I think he's trying to play it off like it's one of those the mannequin challenge thing.
Who you on the phone with? Is that a bitch?
Mannequins don't talk.
Hello? Are you trying to be funny?
I'm practicing something.
So now he's crying immediately. He turns to tears. He drops the whole mannequin thing, right?
Are you trying to be funny?
Funny.
I'm practicing something.
You practicing what? Would you like one of the mannequin things? That's not fucking. So who is this on the motherfucking phone?
Nobody on my motherfucking phone.
I got you on tape, bitch. I got you.
Man, you tripping. You trying to make buy
it.
Like how he turns it on her, like, why are you always watching me? I should be allowed to talk to a bitch in the bathroom if I want to talk to a bitch in the bathroom. That is not how relationships work, though. And also, now you've been totally busted. What is this mannequin shit you were trying to pull?
Bitch, I got you.
Man, you tripping. You trying to make buys.
I'm trying to what?
Watching me.
There's nothing that you can say because everything is fucking recorded.
I just got out of jail being watched.
There's nothing that you can say.
Uh-huh.
Who was there on the phone?
My mother. Oh.
Why are you playing on practicing something? I'm trying to be an actor.
So he paused again and he was doing the mannequin thing.
What?
So she hits him in the face. He snaps out of it.
Why are you playing on practicing something? I'm trying to be an actor. Oh man, do you see that every day?
All right. Trying to change the subject unsuccessfully, I might add. There you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Tomorrow is quite a momentous occasion for me and also for podcasting in general. Tomorrow marks 10 years that I've been doing the Sideshow. I don't know of any other podcast that has been around this long. you know, one that does like a daily show. And also, this 10, because, you know, we've been around actually for about 12 years, right? But 10 years doing the Sideshow, which is our member site, which has allowed me to do Distorted View Daily for a living. Has there been any other pay podcast member sites that have been around for 10 years? I'm really looking for some sort of an award or recognition here. But I had to get pretty specific, you know, because there are older podcasts, but are there any older daily podcasts that have a member site? I don't know. If you're not yet a member, please join in on all the fun, the festivities, the celebration. Be a part of history. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Memberships are only $6.99 a month. And actually, when you do the math, it's cheaper to do like a quarterly, semi-annual, or yearly. You get a little discount, so it ends up being less than $6.99 a month. But, yeah, you get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do bonus material. Tomorrow's show, as a matter of fact, will be Sideshow exclusive, so it's a great time to sign up. Also, later this week, I have a mini program in store for you as well. Again, those are just for Sideshow members. Go to superfreaksideshow.com, become a true and honorable freak today. And I must say thank you to everyone who has been a past, present, and future Sideshow member. You have made my dreams come true. This is the part where I would start singing Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True, but it's a very hard song to sing. It's very fast, and the karaoke version doesn't give you a lot of notice of when the words pop up. I'll try it anyway. It'd be a disaster. This one's for my Sideshow freaks.
What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle. Like the flame that burns the candle. The candle feeds the flame. Yeah, what I got, full stock of thoughts and dreams that scatter. You pull them all together. Shit. You make my dream.
Ah, see, I missed up there. Oh, I'm an awful singer, but I hope you appreciate the sentiment. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, if a consistent internet connection is more important to you than having an active sex life, you're not alone. According to a new study, 4 in 10 identify Wi-Fi as our most important daily need. That is above alcohol, chocolate, and yes, even sex. I mean, does it really come as a surprise to most of you that people need their Wi-Fi more than sex? First of all, most people don't get sex every day. You can masturbate every day if you have Wi-Fi. You can look at people having sex, right? The study carried out by about... carried about... See, this is the problem. They use the word about. The fucking UK news site, I think. The study, carried about by Wi-Fi connectivity provider iPass, surveyed 1,700 working professionals across Europe and the US about their connectivity habits. It involved asking participants to rank the importance of Wi-Fi against other human luxuries and necessities on a scale of 1 to 4, with 1 being the most important and 4 being the least important. Wi-Fi was labeled most important by about 40% of respondents, followed by sex, which was at 36%, it's close by, and chocolate, 14.3%. Alcohol was ranked as the number one daily essential by only 8.9% of respondents. I'm sure if you look at another study, 8.9% of the population are alcoholics. According to Pat Hume, chief commercial officer at iPass, Wi-Fi is the most popular method of internet connectivity, and it surpassed many other human luxuries and necessities. The idea that Wi-Fi would be considered more important than sex, alcohol, and chocolate would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. That's because Wi-Fi wasn't as, you know, widespread. We were still using Ethernet. We were all jacked in and wired. Don't get me wrong, though, Wi-Fi is much better. You can take your device into the bathroom, you can jerk off in the bathroom, in the bedroom, in the kitchen, wherever. All right, apparently, unlike sex, sweets, and booze, the proliferation of internet connectivity seems to have had a large... Well, wait a second, what is iPass? Is this one of those, like, bogus studies paid for by a company that is in the field they're doing the study in? Like, iPass has something to do with Wi-Fi, right? Yeah, they're a provider of Wi-Fi. Of course they're going to say Wi-Fi's great. Yes, of course people love Wi-Fi more than sex. Buy our product. What a load of shit. Anyway, the study concludes Wi-Fi is changing the world for the better, says the company providing Wi-Fi access. Faster than anyone ever expected, whether mobile professionals are at home. This is like reading like a fucking press release now. And the fucking news just copies and pastes the shit. They're like, okay, sounds like a good story. It's all about the clicks. My God, this is shameless. Whether mobile professionals are at home traveling between client meetings, at their hotel on a business trip, or even in flight, all of the places that we provide Wi-Fi access to, they expect to remain connected and productive at all times, working and unwinding as they see fit, not as dictated by their internet connection. The answer is simple, giving customers or employees what they want most, more than sex, chocolate, or alcohol, is secure and reliable Wi-Fi connectivity. Jesus Christ, embarrassing. This is an embarrassing news story. The media should be ashamed of itself. Not me, of course. I mean, I was kind of bamboozled at first, but I saw right through that bullshit. You know, eventually, anyway. All right, second story we have for you today. A 24-year-old who was in the process of being arrested by the police after he beat up an auto rickshaw driver. Okay, this story did not come from the U.S. There's not a lot of rickshaw drivers in the U.S. This, I think, took place in, like, Mumbai or something. He stopped the cops in their tracks. How did he manage it? He was being arrested, but somehow he stunned the cops. This is going to be some good advice for any of you out there who may occasionally run afoul of the law. Yeah, he stopped the cops in their tracks when he shit his pants and then threatened to fling the excrement at them. Oh, the stinky drama went on for more than 2 hours. I love that this standoff has to do with a man threatening to throw his poop. And it took 2 hours for cops to do anything about it. Like, whoa, 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 buddy. Don't do anything rash. Let's talk about this, okay? Just put the poop down. All right, the stinky drama went on for more than 2 hours at the Waggle Estate Police Station on Saturday night, with the police eventually managing to arrest Vijay Sonawan. He is currently in police custody. The police said on Saturday evening, Sonawan took a vehicle from Modelacek Naka to Ambikanagar. Oh, okay. I don't know where either of those places are. Apparently, it's in Waggle Estate. At that destination, Nilesh Desai, the auto driver, asked Sonawan for his fare of 27 Rs. I don't know. They use rupees or something? That's the only thing I can think of. R27. What could R be? Rings? Is that their form of currency over there? Gold rings? Apparently, this takes place in the green zone. Sonawan suddenly started hitting Desai, pulling him out of the rickshaw and punching him. He even broke two of Desai's teeth, said Ravindra Malakar, senior inspector of the Waggle Estate Police Station. The police then brought Sonawan and Desai to the police station and got a medical check done for both at the Civic Hospital. During questioning, we found that Sonawan had started the fight, and we started to file a case against him under various sections. He became furious with us over this and crapped his pants. This is a direct quote, by the way. Crapped his pants. He then spread it all over his body, kind of like the clips I was playing on yesterday's podcast. He's spreading it around in an angry way. They were doing it in a sensual, erotic way, though, yesterday on the podcast. All right, so yes, he spread it all over his body and threatened to throw some of it on us if we arrested him. All this went on for 2 hours when we somehow managed to arrest him. That's according to Malakar. Sonawar was produced in court on Sunday, where he told the magistrate that the police had assaulted him. But the medical report proved that he had not been assaulted. He's now in jail custody, so there you go. And finally, today, freaks, we've got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
If you're listening to the podcast in your car, don't worry. The cops aren't after you. It's just a fucking siren effect. I hate it. I hate when on the radio you hear a commercial and there are sirens. That should be outlawed. Listen to, you know, hearing sirens on the radio. Because you immediately think, oh my God, there's a cop after me or something. No. It's a dumb sound effect. All right, yes, we've got a story from our most fucked up state, of course. A Florida man suspected of possessing child pornography, he's probably a caller into the manhole line, he asserted that he wasn't a pedophile. He instead told police that he was a law-abiding pervert. Have I read this story on the show before? It sounds familiar, but then again, I talk a lot about perverts and pedophiles. I'm sorry if I have read this before. As investigators were executing a search warrant last month at his residence, Anthony Coro, 76, admitted that he looked at, quote, crazy pornography. Yeah, I do that too, but I do it because it's my job. That's my excuse if police ever come after me. No, I get paid to do this! All right, he admitted that he looked at crazy pornography, a practice that he anticipated could lead to contact by law enforcement. But he could just simply explain it away, like, no, I'm not jerking off to this porn. I'm more of a collector of oddities. I do it for the lulz! Well, guess what, guys? Cops searched Coro's home in Port Orange, a city just south of Daytona Beach, after initially receiving a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Maybe I should call them up regarding the manhole line. A search of Coro's email account had turned up numerous images and videos of depictions of sexual performances by children. That's according to a sheriff's office report. When investigators arrived to seize the computer equipment and electronic devices, Coro was asked if he knew why they were there. Quote, because I look at porn on the internet, the retiree answered. Asked what kind of porn he looked at, Coro replied, crazy shit. But Coro wanted to make something clear. Look, I am not a pedophile. That's exactly what a pedophile would say, right? When cops find child porn on your computer. I'm not a pedophile. I'm just a pervert. He also described himself as a law-abiding pervert. Despite those protests, Coro reportedly told police that he was guilty of possessing illicit images of children. After a subsequent examination of Coro's computer, investigators found more than 4,000 photos and videos depicting child porn, prompting Coro's arrest Tuesday on 52 felony counts of possessing child pornography. I would like to know how many other images and videos were on his computer of weird sex shit. Like, not child porn, but other weird things. Maybe this guy was kind of telling the truth. Maybe he just sort of collects everything. You know, like, sometimes I don't use torrent anymore. After, like, the 17th fucking virus I got on my computer, I stopped torrenting. I'm a law-abiding pervert myself, thank you. But sometimes you'll go on a torrent site, and you'll see, like a 50 gigabyte file that you can download, or torrent, or maybe like 120 gigabyte, and it's just like a compilation of everything that this person has. They zipped them up, right? Zipped up all the folders, so it's just like a massive wad of porn, and you're like, this is awesome! I can just download one file, I'll have tons and tons of new porn. Here's the problem. You don't know what's contained in that massive archive. I told you guys, like, back in the, remember the Napster days? Was it Napster? Napster, you could search for more than just music files, right? Like, porn was on there too, right? And people would purposefully mislabel porn files. It'd be like milf-sucking-daddy-cock dot, you know, MP4 or whatever, or dot MOV. I don't remember what the popular formats were back then. Dot AVI, right? And you'd download it, and when you, like, when it started to play, you'd instantly realize, well, that is not a MILF. This is very, very illegal. And you'd scramble to delete it off of your computer, because you don't want to visit by the FBI. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. Real quick, I got an email from everyone's favorite know-it-all, Haley's Comet, with a bit of a challenge. Or a promotion that he would like to throw out there. He says, Tim, I'm running a special Keep Haley's Comet Away promotion this holiday season. Your Patreon is currently hovering at under $500 a month. I'm very disappointed and upset about that. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was like, hey, guys, we finally crossed the 500 mark. Well, someone, I think, deleted their pledge of $50 or something, which I knew was going to happen. People pledging $50 a month, that's crazy. I mean, if you can afford it, thank you so much. But don't take it away from me so quickly. It's a real mind fuck. But anyway, your Patreon is currently hovering at under $500 a month. For every additional $500 raised before Christmas, I will not call the voicemail line. And then he lists a breakdown here. If you don't want to hear Haley's Comet call into the voicemail line anymore, listen up. If you're up to $1,000 a month by Christmas, I won't call the voicemail line for the entire month of January. $1,500 keeps me away for February, and $2,000 a month clears March. But wait, there's more! If the DV Freaks manage $2,500 a month by Christmas, I won't call in again until it drops below $2,000 a month. Can the Freaks take up the challenge? Can they achieve this Christmas miracle? How much money are they willing to pay to keep me from calling the voicemail line? All right, you guys have made it very clear. You hate Haley's Comet. Now put your money where your mouth is. What a great, fun promo. It's a win-win. You never have to hear Haley's Comet, and I get some much-needed cash. Thank you, Freaks. Go to patreon.com/distortedview. There's also a link on our show notes. And, you know, there's fun little rewards when you pledge some money. Like, you get access to a special voicemail line. And I'll play your calls before any of the other voicemail calls and stuff like that. All right, let's play some voicemails.
Hey, Tim. This is Clark. I've been listening to you forever.
Clark. Are you the same Clark that emails me occasionally about Apple stuff?
I was just listening to your... that would be a replay of an old show, flashback, whatever the fuck you call them, I don't know. And there's an old voicemail from me on there talking about how everybody felt bad for you and that I hope that your dad pulled through and got better. And so,
oh, really?
That shit didn't work out.
No, so. Thanks a lot. You basically killed my father. sorry.
Sorry about your dad, man.
Yeah, later, thanks for bringing that up.
No,
I'm okay. Yeah. The thing is, here's the thing about that. Some people remember the anniversary of deaths. I don't like to think about it at all. Like, why would you? You're like, I know it's sometime in September. I don't remember the exact date, nor do I want to. Some people are like, well, Tim, you're a very cruel person. You know, wouldn't you like to remember your dad? Yeah, I want to remember him. I don't want to remember him dying. Birds are dying. But yeah, I think it's been like, what, 4 years now? Three or 4 years. Next up here.
Hi, Timmy Boo, Sideshow member Unicorn Hamster. Hey, I just got home from work, and I found it very amusing that the first I heard that whole unedited version of Mr. Trump saying grab her by the pussy was from you, and I'm sure by the time you play this or hear it or play it on the show, we've already elected our president. I'm guessing it's Hillary.
Oh my god, this is so awkward because I'm just getting around to playing like late October, I think, voicemails.
But hey,
or maybe early October voicemails.
Hey, if it's Trump before World War III, you're going to be pretty busy with all the material and bonkers bullshit. Anyway, are you gonna tweet out Mr. Trump and say thank you? You've provided so much material for me throughout his campaign.
Sure, I'd thank him.
Well,
it was so funny. I think I believe, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, because of the timing of when I record the show each day, the grab her by the pussy thing came out just as I was recording the show. So that's why. So some people actually did hear the Trump grab her by the pussy audio first on Distorted View Daily, just because I was able to grab it as soon as the news came out about it. I was recording the show.
Oh, grabbing the pussy. The whole grabbing the pussy thing, man, was the icing on the cake.
It really was.
Keep up the work.
We've got our first Distorted View president. You know what I mean? Like, this is the guy. This is the guy Distorted View Daily deserves.
Timmy Boo, Chagoo.
Hi.
Tripod call from the 90s. I was wondering if you ever watched The Greatness back in the day that was Blossom.
Yes. I mean, I wasn't an avid watcher, but I certainly watched episodes here and there. I know Blossom Russo, and I know her friend Six, and I remember her brother was like a recovering alcoholic or something.
I used to have a running theme every Monday night. I would watch Fresh Prince.
You know, as a matter of fact, not to, I don't want to cut you off, but back when I first started messing around with audio and doing a show called Distorted View, back when I was 17 years old, right? The theme song to Distorted View would be a happy, upbeat, cheery song. mixed in with audio clips of people crying, right? News clips of like death and destruction. And we actually used the Blossom theme song as one of the versions. Now, I don't have that, but recently I found a CD full of old sound clips and music files from the 90s, from when I was doing Distorted View Daily as a teenager. And I've got a couple examples if you want to hear. This is the music that would open the Distorted View show back in the 90s.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
We have an out-of-control, sex-crazed person that is running the thing, investigating people's sex lives.
A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
I don't know how painful or miserable my last days will be.
We have a dream, we go traveling together. Spread a little loving and we'll keep moving on.
This man's tactics are disgusting.
A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
Well, we've got these people in pain and suffering, and, well, let's try to help them this way, and if, you know, if it doesn't help, they're going to die anyway, and it's no big loss.
We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
I mean, what can I say? I was 17 years old at the time. So what was this guy talking about? He wanted to know about Blossom.
He used to have a running theme every Monday night. I would watch Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Blossom, and then Raw. Yeah, I'm a WWE fan, but whatever.
It's a weird mixture of television.
But Maya Bialik was awesome, and now she's Amy Farrah Fowler on Big Bang Theory.
Right.
And Jenna Von Oy, I would have fucked the ever-living shit out of her back in the day. Still would.
Uh-huh. Really?
But, you know, okay.
All right, there you go. Maya Bialik, if you're listening, please fuck one of my listeners. Thank you. Spiral Handfucker, what's up?
Hey, Bruce, spiral him, fucker. Spent the last 3 days prepping a long speech. Mom is discarded. And just sing you the Love Boat song.
Oh, okay.
Love.
Exciting and new. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come aboard. We're expecting you.
All right, thank you very much, Spiral Ham Fucker. And finally today...
What's up there, Tim Boo Henson? Rick from Baltimore. Just wanted to... thank you for the laugh, Alex Jones being his typical nutty self.
So Alex Jones should be happy, right? Trump got elected, right? The Republicans are in office. Like, everything is falling in line for what I would think Alex Jones would want. But I have a feeling he's going to be just as angry as ever. Has anyone been listening to Alex Jones? Has there been any Alex Jones clips that have surfaced? I'll try to look for some on tomorrow's program.
The Twilight fanfic, god-awful writing.
Yeah. I'm sure my reading wasn't much better.
Offended get me. So...
Were you triggered?
Jesus. I've never read Twilight.
I haven't either.
Whether it's just badly written, though.
I don't even think I've seen any of the movies. It just does not interest me.
But...
I saw Arrival, which was really good. And this weekend, I think I'm going to go see Doctor Strange. Try to see it in IMAX, if it's still in IMAX.
My testopation. Or it was my testopation.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, man, have a good one. Peace
I out. Tasted that one. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is no good.
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot. I'm a fucking faggot.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Sign up for the sideshow so you can listen to tomorrow's episode of DV. Otherwise, I will be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Sound speaks louder words.
Oh, if I was to take a shit now, honey, it'd be a nice, sweet turd that was easy to flow right out of my ass for you.